Week 4 Saturday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, Their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, Never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling thy sight. All Lord we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Sion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of the people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky, all that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honour me. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says this to the wicked, But how can you recite my commandments, and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law, and throw my words to the winds? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honor me. We never cease to pray for you. We ask God to fill you with knowledge of his will. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Finally, brothers, pray for us. Pray that the Lord's message may spread quickly and be received with honour as it was among you. And pray that we may be preserved from the interference of bigoted and evil people, for faith is not given to everyone. But the Lord is faithful, and he will give you strength and guard you from the evil one. And we, in the Lord, have every confidence that you are doing and will go on doing all that we tell you. May the Lord turn your hearts towards the love of God and the fortitude of Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we urge you, brothers, to keep away from any of the brothers who refuse to work or live according to the tradition we passed on to you. You know how you are supposed to imitate us. Now we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we ever have our meals at anyone's table without paying for them. No, we worked night and day, slaving and straining, so as not to be a burden on any of you. This was not because we had no right to be, but in order to make ourselves an example for you to follow. We gave you a rule that when we were with you, not to let anyone have any food if he refused to do any work. Now we hear that there are some of you who are living in idleness, doing no work themselves, but interfering with everyone else's. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we order and call on people of this kind to go on quietly working and earning the food that they eat. My brothers, never grow tired of doing what is right. If anyone refuses to obey what I have written in this letter, take note of him and have nothing to do with him, so that he will feel that he is in the wrong, though you are not to regard him as an enemy, but as a brother in need of correction. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace all the time and in every way. The Lord be with you all. From me, Paul, these greetings in my own handwriting, which is the mark of genuineness in every letter. This is my own writing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. A responsory based on 1 Thessalonians. When you received God's message, you received it not as a word of men, but as what it truly is, the very word of God. You have heard the message of the truth, the good news of your salvation. You received it not as the word of men, but as what it truly is, the very word of God. From the Constitution on the Church in the Modern World of the Second Vatican Council. Just as human activity proceeds from man, so it is ordered to him. When he works, not only does he transform material things and society, but he develops himself as well. He learns, he develops his faculties, and he emerges from and transcends himself. Rightly understood, this kind of growth is more precious than any kind of wealth that can be amassed. It is what a man is, rather than what he has, that counts. Technical progress is of less value than advances towards greater justice, wider brotherhood, and a more humane social environment. Technical progress may supply the material for human advance, but it is powerless to bring it about. Here, then, is the norm for human activity, to harmonize with the authentic interests of the human race in accordance with God's will and design, and to enable men as individuals and as members of society to pursue and fulfill their vocation. There seems to be some apprehension today that a closer bond between human activity and religion will endanger the autonomy of men, of organizations, or of science. If by the autonomy of earthly affairs is meant the gradual discovery, exploitation, and organization of the laws and values of material things and society, then the demand for autonomy is perfectly in order. It is at once the claim of modern man and the desire of the Creator. By the very nature of creation, material being is endowed with its own stability, truth and excellence, its own order and laws. These man must respect as he recognizes the methods proper to every science and technique. We cannot but deplore certain attitudes, not unknown among Christians, deriving from a short-sighted view of the rightful autonomy of science. They have occasioned conflict and controversy, and have misled many into opposing faith and science. However, if by the term the autonomy of earthly affairs is meant that material being does not depend on God, and that man can use it as if it had no relation to its Creator, then the falsity of such a claim will be obvious to anyone who believes in God. Without a Creator, there can be no creature. In any case, believers, no matter what their religion, have always recognized the voice and the revelation of God in the language of creatures. Besides, once God is forgotten, the creature is lost sight of as well. A responsory from Deuteronomy. The Lord your God has blessed you in all you do. He has watched over your journey through this vast wilderness. He has been with you, and you have never been in want. The Lord your God was disciplining you as a father disciplines his son. He has been with you, and you have never been in want. Let us pray. Lord our God, make us love you above all things and all our fellow men with a love that is worthy of you. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.